good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, I'm back. I don't believe it. Show number 2 on the internet. Show 761 overall. And today, it's the Hurts of the Month. And that means I'm going to play some albums that are new. Albums that are really good. And albums that, yeah, you can call country music. New albums from Jeff Berner, Karen and the Sorrows, David Rawlings, Skinny Dick and Friends, Ray Wiley Hubbard. Yeah, all new stuff today. It's the Hurts of the Month. Let's get started. Well, the Hurts of the Month. Back on my old show, I used to do something called the Hurts of the Week, and I would play a couple of songs off of a new record, and I did that most every week. I think on this show I'm going to do about 8 albums, focus on about 8 new records, and play a couple of songs off of them. So that's what we'll do. Yeah, we're going to hear something from Emmy Sunshine. Now, I didn't know about Emmy Sunshine until a few weeks ago. Emmy Sunshine is 13. Emmy Sunshine just released her 4th record, and it is a treasure. It's called Ragged Dreams. You wouldn't know she's a teenager. Heck, most adults don't put out albums as good as this one. She is a songwriter, she is a instrumentalist, and her voice is just dynamite. And I think Emmy has a long career ahead of her, yeah. Anyways, this is her 4th record. She's not new to the scene, is she? Yeah, this is crazy. Anyways, why don't we hear a song called 90 Miles? This kind of touches on her thoughts on autism, which not a lot of people write about. This is wonderful. It's by the new record from Emmy Sunshine on Hurtin' for Real.
Do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, I don't want to be angry. I ain't trying to be. Oh, my heart's racing 90 miles down the street. Oh, I'm sitting still. Everything's moving but my feet. I'm sitting in your classroom. I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama ought to spank me. Little discipline might work. But you'll see me in the grocery when I am. My knees, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, I know my family loves me, but I can't even say it back. Well, I can't even let them hug me. It's an emotion that I lack. Well, I see the way they suffer, and they know I suffer too. If there's joy, I just can't share it. Even too. But I'm sitting in your classroom, I'm in your pew church. Think my mama all spank me, little discipline might work. Will you see me in the grocery with my ear between my knees? Or tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? The kids don't want to play with me. They say that I'm a freak. Well, I know they talk about me. I can hear and I can see. Well, I long to have a friend just to be beside me. Oh, I might not talk to him, but at least he talked to me. But I'm sitting in your classroom, I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama all spank me, little discipline might work. Will you see me in the grocery with my ear between my knees? Or tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, they say I could find a little strength. If people didn't look right through me, I believe that they might see, or some good or some worth, some love inside of me. But I'm sitting in your classroom, I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama all spanked me, little discipline might work. Will you see me grocery with my ear between my knees? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, I don't want to be angry, I ain't trying to be. Oh, my heart's racing 90 miles down the street. Oh, I'm sitting still, but everything's moving but my feet. Oh, I'm sitting still, but everything's moving but my feet. Oh, I'm sitting still, but everything's moving but my feet. Oh, I'm sitting in your classroom, I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama all spank me, little discipline might work. Will you see me in the grocery with my ear between my knees? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something?
Well, late one night,
fingers through the fringe. Kick up your boots, sang the green grass, homie, and you were gonna be good friends. I want a dress, a quarter white and a blue. I want wagon wheels, captain stems, rhinestones on my boots. I want to stand in the circle of that hollow room filled with spirits gathering me. I want to share all the stories, sing all the songs, and dress a quarter wagon or blue.
Well, that is a country song if I ever heard one. Yes, that is Emmy Sunshine. She is from Madisonville, Tennessee. And that new record, it is her fourth. And she is just a teenager. Yeah, she's been doing this a while. And this record is just fine. The song Porter Wagoner Blue. And it is one of the hurts of the month. Absolutely. Well, you are listening to Hurtin' for Real. My name is Brian, and the next record I'm going to focus on is from Lucinda Williams. Now, Lucinda has been a favorite of mine for a long time. I'd say my favorite record of hers is Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Yeah, a lot of people say that, I know. But another one of my favorites is the album Sweet Old World. Well, Lucinda Williams has done something that not many people do. She's taken that old record, yeah, back from 1992, and she's kind of reinterpreted it. And it's really good, yeah. This song here is called Six Blocks Away. You might remember the old version. This one here, I think, is, well, it's an improvement. And I like the original, yeah, but this one here, the way the guitars ring and the longing and the hurt in this song is just wonderful. Something new from Lucinda Williams on Hurtin' for Real.
All along on Second Street, with the roof over his head and
way across town, the phone rings off the wall. If you know you ain't home, why do you keep calling? You're gonna drive yourself crazy, and you know that it's true. It's just making you wild and blue, wild and blue. It's no wonder. Look at the things that you do. They could just take you up yonder. You're already wild and blue. It's somebody's room on the far side of town, with your minds all made up and the shades all pulled down. Someone's trying to satisfy you. You don't know that you're wild and blue. Wild and blue. It's no wonder. Look at the things that you do. They could just take you up yonder. You're already wild and blue. Come home, I'll be right here, baby, wait for you. So I know you've been wild and blue, wild and blue. It's no wonder. Look at the things that you do. They could just take you up yonder. You're already wild. No wonder. Look at the things that you do. They could just take you up yonder. You're already wild and blue. They could just take you up yonder. You're already wild.
There's a song written by John Scott Sherrill, and you might know it was recorded by John Anderson back in 1982. Oh, it also was on the Makons album, The Curse of the Makons. Freakwater recorded it. So did Lucinda Williams, yeah, back on a reissue of her self-titled record. But on her new record, This Sweet Old World, she's recorded another version of it, and damn, it sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, Wild and Blue. That's a wonderful song. And this new record by Lucinda Williams, This Sweet Old World, yeah, it's kind of a interesting album. Yeah, she takes Sweet Old World and she re-records it. And I just love it. Yeah, anyways, it is one of the hurts of the month, Lucinda Williams. This next one, do you know Jeff Berner? I like Jeff Berner. Yes, he is from Vancouver. He was born in 1971. Yeah, and someone else I know was born in 71. And his new record is a little more country than some of his earlier stuff. He kind of does some klezmer music. He is an accordion player. And he's really good. Yeah, everybody loves Jeff Berner. He's really good. But his new record is really my favorite. It's called Canadiana Grotesquica. And There's some really interesting songs here. There's songs about Gino Ogic, the former Vancouver Canuck. There's a song about Terry Fox. Yeah, the ghost of Terry Fox. There's a song about phony drawls. Yes, that's something that affects some Canadian singers. I'll play that one second. But first, I'm going to play a song called Don't Play Cards for Money with Corby Lund. Yeah, Corb Lund likes to play cards, I'm told. I've never played cards with him. I think that's a good idea. Yeah, anyways, this song is a cautionary tale. It's from Jeff Berner. I think you'll like this. Another Hurt of the Month on Hurtin' for Real.
There's a lot of people playing poker nowadays. You might want to get hip to that craze. But just remember it's not a game of chance, and never under any circumstance, no matter what you do in any situation. Don't play cards for money with Corby Lund. Even though at first it might seem like fun, 'cause at the start he might let you win, you know, but in the end he'll skin you so. Stumble away from the table feeling stunned. Play cards for money with Corby Lund. All right. Now, the cowboys of the prairies and the roughnecks of the oil sands, they love the way Corb's songs evoke the beauty of Albertan lands. But when he saunters into the casino, they just hand over all their dough. What's the point of prolonging the inevitable humiliation? Don't play cards for money with Corby Lund. If you're a Mormon, you'll just wind up broke and shunned. Try to appeal to his Christian charity. He's not Christian. He worships Norse mythology. And the eternal winter of Ragnarok is coming for you, my son. Don't play cards for money with Corby Lund. Really sad third verse. Play it sad now. He went down and toured Australia in 2004. Now he's banned from entering the country forevermore. 'Cause those koalas don't seem so cute and wise, brother, when poverty forces them to cannibalize each other. The whole outback can hear it when they eat their young. Don't play cards for money with Corby Lund. Don't play cards for money with Corby Lund. Every disadvantaged marsupial with its empty pocket instead of a silent testimony to the economic devastation. Don't play cards for money with Corby Lund. This is one of those times when Kenny Rogers would tell you, run, don't play cards for money with Corby Line. Yodelay, yodelay, yo. Yodelay, yodelay. You guys ready? Okay. Okay, I'm gonna start now. Well, there's a... No. There's a certain way of talking that is done down in the South. A certain way of slackening certain muscles in your mouth. But please don't be confused and think that I am from there, though. 'Cause I was born and raised in Southern Ontario. Phony draw, my phony draw. Nothing I do is shake this phony draw. Like a some kind of brain disorder. Nothing I do to shake this phony draw. Well, I do it when I'm on a stage in the studio. I do it when I'm in a drinking, or sometimes when I go down to Dixie for a visit. I've been there a couple of times, but it disappears like magic when Revenue Canada's on the line. Phony draw, my phony draw. Nothing I do to shake this phony draw. So I sing about guns and horses, not my university courses. There's nothing I do to shake this phony draw. I'll pick it. Mama took me to what too many Tennessee Williams plays. Or maybe it's 'cause I can't fight and this draw makes me sound tough. Or maybe it's 'cause who I am just ain't interesting enough. Phony draw, my phony draw. Money in it. Nothing I do can shake this phony draw.
There is a song that needed to be written. Yeah, that is Jeff Berner. Phony Drawl is the name of the song, and his new record is called Canadiana Grotesquica. And I just adore it. It is one of the better records of 2017, I do think. And I've decided to make it one of the Hertz of the month. Yeah, it's. I'll have to play some more songs off of it, and I will down the road. I think I'm going to do a song about Terry Fox next week. Anyways, it kind of fits the theme for next week's show. Anywho, I decided to make, like I say, Canadiana Grotesca, one of the hurts of the month. Well, hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. You are listening to Hurtin' for Real. And today, yep, good new music. Yeah, the hurts of the month, I call it. And one of the albums that just came across my desk is from Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. Now, they've been in the music business for quite a while, but they just released, I guess it's their second record together, and I mean, they've played, well, they were playing for about 7 years in Levon Helm's band, and they've guested on, they've guested with Phil Lesh and Little Feat and so many artists over the years. They are wonderful songwriters, and they've put together a hell of a record. Yeah, it's called Contraband Love. And we're going to hear a couple of songs from them. And this one here, I like this one a lot. It's called Turnaround. And it was actually an old song that was recorded by Carl Perkins. And yeah, this is a really good song from a really good album. Yeah, some Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams on Hurtin' for Real. I was stomping my feet to that one. That is Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. They are husband and wife. They are musical partners as well. And oh, their new record is good. It's called Contraband Love. Just out recently on the Red House label. And that track there, it ain't gonna be a good night. Well, we're about halfway done today. I've got four more records, but before I get to something from a really good band from Brooklyn, want to let you know that you can get a hold of me on Twitter. Yeah, Hurtin' For Real is on Twitter. At Hurtin' For Real is my Twitter handle, I guess. I'm new to this thing. Yeah, I just got a Twitter account, and I'm just kind of figuring it out. Anyways, Hurtin' For Real, no G, no apostrophe. At Hurtin' For Real is how you can connect with me there. All right. Karen and the Sorrows. They are a three-piece. They are from Brooklyn. And they're really good. Yeah, there is a real scene in Brooklyn, I've found. Yeah, there's a lot of good country music from Brooklyn. And, Karen and the Sorrows have been a part of it for a few years. Yeah, they've released a couple of full-length records. They have an EP as well. Anyways, their new record is called The Narrow Place. And if you like twangy stuff, if you like good country music, check them out. They are called Karen and the Sorrows. This song is called Can't Miss What You Never Had. Another Hurt of the Month on Hurtin' For Real.
To the main heat memory. baby, who's afraid? Baby, who's afraid of the bad wolf?
There is Alanna Redfield, Tammy Johnson, and yes, Karen Pittleman. And they make up Karen and the Sorrows. They have a wonderful twangy album. Yes, it's a really good country album. It's called The Narrow Place. And yes, it is one of the hurts of the month. Yeah, good country music from Brooklyn, absolutely. And you know what I'm going to do? I am playing so many songs here, and I've decided to play more than I had originally intended, so I'm going to chop this show into two parts. Why not? Yeah, I've got a stack of music here, and I thought instead of playing, you know, eight albums, I'm going to play some more. So I'm going to stop right here, and then we're going to do part two. Okay? Yeah, we can do that here. All right. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and part two of The Hurts of the Month comes right next. See you soon.